setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, we're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. This is a caller-driven show, and it's where you can call in to get clear, to get qualified, to get connected, to get started, to get promoted, to get the dream job, so that you can work and live like very few people do on purpose, to give yourself a way to make that unique contribution that you were created to make and that you long to make. So we want to help you move up professionally, move up financially, peak performance, working and living on purpose. And so the show is for you. Let's go. 844-747-2577. So I want to lead off with a call that we get on a regular basis, a question we get on social media on a regular basis. And I want to answer it very quickly, succinctly, but give you something practical to put in place when you hear a no. What happens? What do I do next, Ken? What I went after this job. I really, really wanted it. I'm qualified. I felt like the interview went well. I didn't get it. Or I'm really qualified. I really wanted it. I don't think I did a good job. I didn't get it. Now what? I mean, is it over? No, it's not. Can I just tell you that this is like signing up for football, okay? And then coming home after practice and telling your mom and dad, hey, so got hit a lot today. Like, this is a contact sport. So if I put myself out there, I'm going to be rejected. It just is going to happen at some point. It doesn't have to be personal. Sometimes it is personal. It doesn't have to be, you know, unkind. Sometimes it is. It just happens. If I'm going to go after a relationship, there's going to be some rejection and hurt in relationship as well. So this is a contact sport. So what do you do when you've heard a no? Number one, we're going to put them on the screen for you. Write it down. Turn the no into a not here. This is just a slight little jiu-jitsu, mental jiu-jitsu here. I'm just going to, you know what? It's not a no to doing the work that I want to do. It's not a no to a great future. Think about it. It's really not. It's a no to this opportunity. So turn it into a not here, not no. See, no is final. No has all this nasty emotional junk tied to it. It has some finality tied to it. It just does. It's the way we take it. Now, we eventually get over it, but I want you to get over it quickly. I don't want you to get so discouraged that you lose valuable time. That leads to number two. If after number one, we've turned the no into a not here, that's the mental, that's the perspective, the mindset. Now, number two, let's get active. Let's reflect and learn from the process. Let's reflect. Let's not, I didn't say soak. I didn't say wallow in the mud of the unpleasantness. I said reflect. Why? Let's see if there's anything we can learn from it. Something I can do better, something I can do different. Reflect from the process. And then number three, get your chin up. My dad used to say it to me all the time. Head down. Get your chin up. Get your chin up. Look up. When our chin's down, when we're little kids, that's when I first heard that advice, and we tend to say that to our parents. We need to say to our kids, we need to say it to ourselves. I'm down, looking down. Get my chin up. Look up. Look out. Get our chin up. Forward facing is what's going on there. And let's get back on the horse. Let's apply to the next one. Connect better. Connect differently. Keep the passion. Keep the juice. Those three things. Turn the no into not here. Reflect and learn from the process. And then finally, get your chin up and get back on the horse. That's what you do when you hear a no. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. Let's go to Rogers, Arkansas. McGuire is on the line there. McGuire, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream, McGuire. What's going on?
Well, good. So just a quick summary of where I'm at. I'm a sophomore in college, mm-hmm. and I just read your book, The Proximity Principle, and finished it 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And it taught me the value of going for a job that you're passionate about rather than chasing a paycheck.
Good.
And with that said, I did some evaluating after and during that book, and it helped me realize that being a financial advisor is the job that I really, really want to pursue. Mm-hmm. And so I talked to my guidance counselor at my college about it, and she passed me along to her neighbor, who is a financial advisor, to set up a meeting with him.
Great.
And I met with him and got finished last Friday, and the meeting went pretty well. He gave me some good advice and helped me be more knowledgeable about the profession. Mm-hmm. And basically just what he told me is that what I should be doing now is looking for a job in being a financial advisor's assistant. But I made it a priority, since you brought it up in your book, to not ask him for any kind of favor or job or anything like that. With that said, I've looked online and I haven't found any jobs around me for that assistant role. And so I kind of feel like I'm at a standstill now.
Yeah.
And
no, you're not. You're not. First of all, you're a sophomore in college. Are you planning to finish college?
Yeah, I'm at a community college right now, but I'm getting everything paid for through financial aid.
Okay.
And through grants. And so I'm going to transfer to the University of Arkansas next fall.
Right.
So I will be getting my bachelor's, yes.
Okay, great. So here, the reason I asked that is because you can't get a full-time job for very long anyway because of your schooling, correct?
Right.
So at best, it's part-time or seasonal full-time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So number one, you're not at a standstill. You are still in the process of getting qualified, and I want you to do what you did with that gentleman about five more times with other professionals in your area or in areas where you're going to be going to school. If you're going to end up at the University of Arkansas, once you get there, we want to repeat that process. Here's why. Because ultimately, those relationships you can ask for after those meetings, hey, is there somebody else that you think I need to meet with? Is there a firm or a place locally that you know that might hire a young guy like me just to do some admin work or whatever? But the bottom line is you only have, you've got your summers and maybe your winter breaks or whatever to do some part-time work. You can't go full-time now anyway, correct?
Correct.
Okay, then. So you're looking for positions that you can't do anyway. So if you're online looking for these, you know, full-time administrative positions, you can't do that. What you need to do is continue to connect. And I go back to them and say, hey, I'm looking for any part-time work. I'm doing exactly what you said. Thank you. It was great advice. And hey, if something opens up or you're aware of something where I can get some part-time hours, please let me know about it. And if you'd be willing to give me a recommendation, I'd love that. That's a nice follow-up with him. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I would do. But I'd be looking to make as many more connections as you can for the opportunity to get any kind of part-time work. But you're not at a standstill. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. Keep doing it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get out of the Monday to Friday grind and move into the weekly, monthly, yearly thriving that comes with doing work that you're good at, that you enjoy, and that produces a result that you connect to. It's a pretty simple formula. Talent, passion, mission, and alignment. I got good news for you. You're going to do really well. You're going to make good money. You're going to grow professionally and personally. And you're going to create results that matter deeply to you. That's what we help you do here. No matter where you are on the journey, we've got a 7-stage journey. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. Let's help you move from stage to stage. Goodness gracious. Try saying stage to stage fast 3 times. I'll let you do that on your own little extra bonus entertainment from the show today. It's not very easy to say it fast once. 3 times, I don't know. But let me tell you what I do know. That there is a whole lot of yuck and suck that is attached to you putting yourself out there and searching for a new job. It's overwhelming. You don't know if anybody's seen your application. You feel like you're wasting all kinds of time every time you apply. But with so many jobs out there and a super hot market for people to move into new jobs, now's the time. The best way to do this, get connected with my friends at ZipRecruiter, the number one job site in the U.S. They are your personal recruiter by connecting you with the jobs and companies that are the best fit for you. And here's the best part. One-click profile, submit resume, they start matching you. They're shopping you. You're not doing it. And they give you updates as you get looks and likes and people asking for your contact information. Companies can contact you directly. And best part is, it's free. I already told you it's easy. Are you kidding me? It's free? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today. It's the easiest way to get hired. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Isaiah joins us now in Palm Beach, Florida. Isaiah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing today?
Man, I am living the dream. What's going on with you?
I do appreciate you taking my call today. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I kind of just recently started listening to you.
Yeah.
But I really feel like I know you already.
Yeah, I'm pretty straightforward, man. I'm exactly like this when I'm not on the air. I can tell you. Everybody else will tell you that. So what's going on?
Well, me and my wife, we actually graduate college. I get an engineering degree in about a year, so in December.
Nice.
Of next year.
Yeah.
So what I'm kind of in the middle of is I'm looking for another job, and I'm kind of in between staying in my field right now. I'm an automotive technician, so I can actually move up and get a better salary. I'm talking about 25 to 26 an hour, or I can kind of go the route of taking a entry-level engineering, like intern kind of full-time job, which would obviously I'd be starting at a lower pay, which would be like 14 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the catch of it is that after we graduate, we're trying to save up and actually do take off from work for about a year and do like van life or something like that.
Okay, so we got some wrinkles here. Now, the only question I have, is this right now or is this these jobs are waiting for you in a year? That's the only question I have, is the timeline of this choice.
Right now.
Okay, so these choices are in front of you right now, and then a year from now when you graduate, the goal is for you two to take off, not work at all, and drive around in a van for a year.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, then I would take the better paying gig.
Okay. Okay. Understood.
Because you're going to come out of school with what degree in engineering? Civil?
Mechanical
engineering?
Yes.
I'm just thinking through this real quick. I'm reliving my advice and I'm questioning myself. The experience is important. If you had an opportunity right now to get in the engineering field and you got a year's worth of experience, that is certainly valuable. However, you're going to take a year off and I'll tell you what I'm struggling with my advice. I'm not 100% sure that you're going to return to it after a year of driving around in a van. I can't quite figure out what's going on there. And I don't know if this is work you're really passionate about. And I'm not sure that might not change after, you know, exploring the world for a year. I don't think it's a bad thing. That's kind of where I am. And so I go tactically to take the job where you are a mechanic. Hello. And you're making, $10 to $11 more per hour, and that money you're going to need to save up to be able to go live for a year in a van. Am I right?
Right.
And it's also mechanical experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I lean that direction. Which way were you leaning before you called me?
That's kind of the way I was leaning too, because I don't necessarily mind kind of sacrificing stepping into my dream job now to make a little bit more money for the future. And then also I was kind of making sure that I wasn't throwing away my experience per se to better set me up in a
year.
You're
not. You're going to take a year off. So there's it's almost like I'd rather you be a mechanic and you come out of school and you tell it doesn't matter. Nobody's business. But it's like I graduated and my new wife and I, we went around and we did something that we don't think we'll be able to do later on in life. And we took this big grand adventure and we paid cash for it and yada, 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 yada. And I've been a mechanic and now I got a mechanical engineering degree. Now I'm ready to come in and do the work. I don't think that hurts you at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this is a money play right now. So, yeah, that's what I do. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Pay cash for it, please. 844-747-2577. You know, that's a fascinating phone call. And I want to unpack it, actually, because I think there's something there. In fact, that's the first time in a long time where I gave someone advice and I was like, that's exactly what I would do. And then I was like, no, wait a second. Let me think this thing through. Here's what's interesting about this. I really like the idea of this young man and his wife. They're starting out right out of school. They want to do this grand adventure. That's the time to do that. You got your mechanical engineering degree. You have this other desire to say, hey, we want to do something fun relationally and recreationally. And if you're going to do it, the young 20s, the mid 20s, that's the time to do it. And what I don't know, and I meant this sincerely, I don't know if he'll come back to ever do something in that traditional mechanical engineering phase. I don't know. Because I think there's enough wonder going on between him and his wife where they're like, and one of them could be the driver. You know, I didn't get into all that because it doesn't matter. One of them could be just kind of going along with it. Sounds fun. Doesn't matter. But to take that year, you know, because I love this idea of a gap year for high school students. What we don't talk about is a gap year for college students. And that's where I'm going with this. And that's what this essentially is for this young man. He's taking a gap year coming out of college and they're going to go do something fun. And I think that so many people have no idea what purpose and work looks like. That they've gone to a college and they've gotten a degree that was a safe, smart decision. Many of them have student loans. And there is this enormous pressure to come out and get a job with that degree. Or there's enormous pressure to just, I got to get the best job possible because of the financial weight is going to come crashing down on me. That's why, by the way, if you listen to my show, watch the show, you need to check out Ramsey Solutions documentary, Barred Future. It's going to open up your eyes. It's not a new message. You hear me talking about the value of college all the time. If it's not the best way or the only way, don't do it. That's how straightforward I am about it. But this idea of if I can get out there and I don't have the crushing student loan debt, and I can take some time if I don't feel like the degree is where I want to be. I love the idea of a gap year between that degree and gap 2 years. As long as you pay the bills, taking time in your 20s to really dive in and discover what meaningful, purposeful work looks like to you, it is so worth it. Instead of just getting on the hamster wheel like everybody else, just so you could pay off a student loan. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly 3 times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. helping you get where you want to go in your life. This is the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577. Who wants to make more money and experience more meaning in your work? Everybody's hand just went up high. 844-747-2577 is the phone number for you to jump in. Hey, I got to tell everybody, we're out on the old From Paycheck to Purpose book tour, and we're having a blast on our Texas swing. If you want details, go check it out on my Instagram page, Facebook page, kencoleman.com. I'd love to see you there. Having a blast. It's been big, big fun in big Texas. Always love the great state of Texas. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. BJ joins us now in Sioux City, Iowa. BJ, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, BJ. What's up?
I'm a professional. I'm a chiropractor. I graduated in February, and I'm working as an associate with another doctor currently. Uh-huh. Been in practice for 40 years. The opportunity has been very rewarding, and I've learned a lot, but I know that I can make 2 to 4 times the salary if I started my own business. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. With some sizable student loans, I feel like this will be the best play to accomplish my financial goals.
Mm. How much do you have in student loan debt?
About $220,000.
Good Lord, have mercy. Hold on 1 second. I just have a giant pang of indigestion. Joe, is the Pepsi AC still back there in the control room? Might have to have you run one in a moment. Jeez, $220,000. Okay, so how much is it going to cost you to start your own business?
I've run up the cost to be about $20,000 to $30,000.
And you don't have the cash.
That would give me some good working capital for it.
Yeah, it's not that simple. So in your mind, I'm guessing you're going to take a loan out for that business too?
I have some money set aside for that.
You have $20,000 to $30,000 set aside?
I have about 15.
Okay, great. So let's just assume that we get $30,000 set aside. What's the $30,000 going to? You're going to rent this place. You're not going to buy, right? You're going to rent a space where you can start your practice.
Yep.
Okay.
A building lease. Yeah.
So the lease itself, and what else? What other costs?
The costs associated with it. So there'd be the building lease, and then you know, the nice thing about the business is there's not a lot of overhead that goes into it. I need to purchase an x-ray machine, which would be part of that.
How much is that?
About $8,000 to $10,000.
Okay, let's just say it's 10. All right.
Okay.
And then I go to a chiropractor, so I'm somewhat familiar around the old office. It's not just
Absolutely.
One x-ray machine. We got tables. How many tables are we going to need?
I got my own already.
Oh, okay. All right. So you really believe you can do this for 20 to 30 cash?
I do, yeah.
Okay. What about the old customer base? Where's that coming from?
Hitting the streets.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing currently with this other doctor, so it would be...
Okay, so could you take those people with you?
Well, I would be in a different city if I opened up my own practice.
Okay. All right. So
there's a non-compete clause.
Got you. So realistically, let's say you got the $30,000 in cash because you cannot go into more debt. You do know that, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So let's say you come up with 30 and 30 is enough, and you will. You got 15. So 30 is just for operating costs and getting going. How long is it going to take you to get enough customers where they're paying your salary?
I did that in about 3 months in my current job. So.
Okay. All right. So thinking all this through, are you able to pay your student loan payment right now with this current job? Are you able to pay it?
No.
You can't even cover it?
No, I can cover my living expenses and, a couple $100 on top of that.
Okay. What would have to change for that? Well, what would need to be true for if you stayed with this guy and you build your business there, how long before you can get to a point where you're easily making the student loan payment and you're not scraping?
Sure. So at the end of the year, it'll be in February of next year will be my 1 year where we'll kind of talk about a bonus structure and a profit sharing plan and stuff like that. So we're not to that point yet.
Yeah.
But
Do you see where I'm going with this?
I do, yeah.
I'm really nervous. I'm really nervous about you trying to start something this soon. And put it all on your shoulders. You're barely scraping by now. And we got to save up. I don't know how you're going to save up the other 15 when you only got $200 to spare. Where's the other 15? How are you going to save $15,000 when you're making a couple $100? That's all you got left at the end of the month. Hello?
I understand what you're saying there.
You can't. So,
yeah.
I'm not trying to trap you, young man. I'm trying to help you. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so listen. So we stay. How old are you?
27.
27. That's the best news of this entire phone call. So here's the plan. You stay with this current guy. You keep going out there and building. Okay? Build a robust business. You're going to come up on your year, whatever's going on. And then you show him how valuable you are. And we start talking about profit sharing, bonuses, but he can't wait to bring you into it because you're out there bringing more people in. You got to prove this to yourself anyway. And February will be here before you know it. Okay? I'd even consider it a weekend job, something where you can make some more money just to create some more margin. Keep making the student loan payment. Then after the year, and you hopefully get the bonus and that, let's assume. And so now we're making more money. You stick it out a little bit longer. You're going to have to. I don't know how long it's going to take you, but it's going to take you as long as it takes to make an additional $15,000 in savings while taking care of all your other expenses. You grow in your career and grow your income. And there is a time, there is a date, I promise. Hear what I'm saying, BJ. There is a time, there is a date when it will be right for you to go out on your own and you're making a really good chunk of change and you can really double up on the payments. Do you understand?
I do, yeah.
Now is not that time.
Okay.
I don't want you to go backwards. I'd stay in this and I'd work for him. I'd grow with him. I'd really learn the business. By the way, can I give you one other bonus for staying?
Yes, please.
He teaches you how to run the business.
He does.
I know. So stay with him. This is a 2 to 3 year play minimum with him, making more money or going to another chiropractic firm that maybe pay you more if he won't. But you let somebody else take care of your bread and butter and your bills, and then you save and you make more money doing whatever you can do. Online chiropractor calls. I don't care. Find a way to make more money, man. And then when you've got more than enough saved to launch out and you've got a business and a base, then you do it so that we can really make hay. And I promise you, you will be debt free before you're 35, but you got to do it the right way or else it's just going to be a struggle. But you've got to launch into working for yourself the right way so that you maximize the revenue and thus maximize the payoff. Got it?
Got it.
All right, my man, I appreciate the call. Don't get too impatient. And let me tell you something, folks. I talk about patience, because I am the most impatient person on the planet. And a lot of you are too, and we humans by nature are impatient. Let me tell you what, it's enough to wanna. He wants to work for himself. He's got a dream, he's got a vision, he's got a purpose. I love it. So we're naturally impatient for that to happen. Now you throw in the crushing debt that is just hanging over him like a storm cloud, you get even more impatient. And I'm telling you, that's when you got to double, triple, quadruple down on patience. Because if we get impatient and we make a move that's got a high risk element, we're going to put ourselves even further back than we already are because of the debt. Don't be risky with debt. Be consistent. Be disciplined. You'll get out of it and it will pay off. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where men and women are coming to get clear so they can get qualified. They're showing up to get connected so they can get started. They're showing up to get promoted so they can get the dream job, so they can give themselves away. We're talking about promotion, performance, and purpose. Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. And I think that's everybody. And we want to help you. There is a clear path to get there. Those seven stages I just went through, I don't care who you are, where you are, that is the clear path, and we want to help you along the way. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Just a quick mention, the book that is that entire plan, the seven stages, the clear path to doing what you were born to do, work you love, is From Paycheck to Purpose. It is available for pre-order. It's going to help so many people for years. People say, Ken, I got your book, The Proximity Principle. Doesn't help me figure out what I want to do. Well, this book plus the Get Clear Career Assessment is in a bundle. The assessment's a 15-minute online process that's going to blow your mind, help you identify what you do best, your talent, what you love to do most, your passion, and results that matter most to you, your mission. Fills it out in a purpose statement. Now you have a compass. And the book itself is the guide up the mountain once you've got the compass and you know which mountain you want to climb. KenColeman.com. Go get it. Comes out November 9th. You get the assessment right away. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina. Michelle joins us there. Michelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Michelle. What's going on?
Okay. Well, after 20 years of similar talent acquisition support roles.
Hey, Michelle.
I did something I didn't.
Michelle, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but can you adjust your phone, see if we can get you a little clearer for us?
How about now?
Yeah, we'll try it. Go ahead. I'm sorry. We'll make the best of it.
After 20 years in similar talent acquisition support roles, I excelled in my first full-blown recruiter position for a global organization. I led all the initiatives, all the hiring initiatives, received awards, a raise and a promotion in 1 year. And I thought I was in my dream job. But I've lost respect for my leadership, and I want to keep my health, my energy, and stay my authentic self. So I've decided to look for a new role. I would like some understanding on how I should decide what to look for now that I've got some new skills. And I've sharpened the skills I've already had.
Yeah. Well, so what we would start with is, what do you love most about the work you do now? And I understand you've lost respect for leadership, but you've got pretty stellar resume. I mean, you just walked us through some things that you've done. You've been very exceptional. So anybody that's been as exceptional as you have been and you are, there is work that you can identify. You go, Ken, if I spent 80% of my day doing this kind of work, I'd feel like I was stealing from somebody. What is that for you?
For me, it's the connecting, being the liaison. So helping the candidate prepare for the interview because they're nervous. I go preparing, presenting a great candidate with screening well and providing the best candidate within 3 hits, usually. And I'm able to make an offer, get to offer very quickly.
I love it. So you just described.
I think I fell in love with that.
You are.
But I don't know if I love doing it. Or if I love doing it here.
You just nailed
it.
I'm
concerned.
You could sub in for me sometime, Michelle. If I'm gone on vacation, you could host the Ken Coleman Show. You just did such a good job of helping yourself. I'm serious.
Okay.
You know what you just said? It's one of the 4 outcomes of our free Should I Quit My Job quiz at KenColeman.com. You are doing the right thing in the wrong place.
Okay.
It's that simple.
And I've taken that quiz. It's led me to get here, and now I took it again, and it says wrong place. Wrong role. So I'm wondering what other things I should look at.
Well, I don't know. You seem like you're
in the moment.
Well, I think you're all over the place emotionally, but the woman I'm talking to right now seems pretty level-headed. The woman I'm talking to right now seems pretty clear that you still love what you do. And the way you said it a moment ago, I don't know if you heard it, but we all heard it. You were like, I think I still love what I do. That's what you said. You came to that conclusion.
Yes, it really excites me. The part that made me sad was doing it here.
And that's why
I didn't feel like I was authentic anymore.
And that's why I think it affected your answers on the Should I Quit My Job quiz. Because I think you and I both are in agreement. You are doing the right kind of work, just in the wrong place.
Okay.
So the role itself sucks right now because of the reality of the leadership and the personal and all that. So I'm not going to overthink it, is my point. You just came to the light bulb moment. Everybody heard it.
Okay.
That's your passion.
That was easy.
Well, you listen, you're very clear. A person who's clear, I can coach a lot easier. You love that kind of work. You know what work you love, and you know why you love it, the mission or result. If you took my Get Clear career assessment, I'm almost positive that you would score high on the missional result of service and the missional result of influence. I think you'd score high on both of those. This position allows you to produce those results day in and day out. True or false?
Yes, it does.
All right, then. So it's time for you to look for similar work, similar role, similar outcome. It's time to look elsewhere. Don't leave until you find it. You got it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
You're awesome, Michelle. Yeah, rock on. I love it. You know, it's always fun when I'm just asking questions. That's all I do. I mean, essentially, I'm a glorified bartender. The only thing missing is a bunch of taps of beer behind me, some bowls of nuts and chips, a towel over my shoulder. I'm asking questions of you folks. Now, I know what I'm asking. And I'm being a little bit sneaky as I'm digging, right? I'm digging. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm asking. But it was really fun for her to hear it. She just said, live on the air, she just went, oh, I think I really still love the work. Did you hear it? It's fascinating. And here's why I'm pausing on this. I know that 10X, 20X, 30X, I don't even know the number, of people are listening as opposed to calling it. It's a fraction of the number. You can do this as you listen in. Begin to apply your situation to the questions that I'm asking the caller. And when you get to that moment, you go, bing, whether I help you with it or you come to it on your own. Here's why I'm saying this. You got to trust the bing. You got to trust it. That was Michelle's heart in the moment going, Michelle, we still love it. Michelle, this is your heart speaking. We would like you to tell your brain to shut up. When we are under stress, when we are in times of uncertainty, and that's what's going on with Michelle, leadership stuff, junk, it's just junk. And when the relational side of our work is damaged, two things can happen. One, it can be fixed. Relationship damage in a workplace can be fixed, but it is going to take two healthy individuals, one of which being your leader. Whether your leader caused it or not, your leader helping fix it between two other people, right? Or if it's between you and the leader, right? The leader goes, all right, here's what's going on. I can own my part. You own your part. Let's get clear on this. Let's get beyond it. Or a leader coming in and helping you navigate a broken or a hurtful situation that is relational between you and a coworker. That's one scenario. The other scenario is it never gets dealt with, thus it never gets fixed. And now when relationships are broken or damaged in an office, in a corporate team environment, let me just tell you what happens. Confusion begins to seep in. Confusion. I get confused. I could love the work. And listen, Michelle is the example. Michelle said, Ken, I think I still love the work. Where was the confusion? The relational stress. The relational hurt. Because what happens is we humans are relational first and foremost. We are relational before we are professional, folks. Listen to me. And so when there is relational pain, hurt, frustration, whatever, that's what leads. So I don't want to go into work. I don't want to go into work today. Why? I don't want the relationship confrontation. I don't want to be reminded of the hurt. I don't want to get hurt again. I don't want to be frustrated again. Whatever, 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 whatever. And then that weighs so heavily on us that we begin to wonder, do I love this work anymore? Do I want to be here? Get relationally healthy. Figure out what's going on relationally before you decide professionally. Hey, I got to get out of here, but remember, you matter and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey, good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.